Hello, I am Hannah Lambert, and I'm interviewing Agnes Madden on February 20th, 1980. And first of all, Agnes, tell me when you were born. Or how old are you now?
Huh?
How old are you now?
I was 97, the 16th of January.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1883.
Good.
In Mankato.
In Mankato.
Yeah.
And how long did you live there then?
Well, my oldest sister and my brother Joe and myself, we were all born in Mankato. And then, that was when the railroading was starting. Then my dad had come over from Ireland, you see, he was there. He was in the railroad business. So he handled the railroad, then worked on it from Mankato to Waseca. And then when they got to Waseca, why, they left to stay here, and they went on to Winona, see?
Mm-hmm.
He was roadmaster. And
was a depot built here then?
Huh?
Was a depot built here in Waseca then, the M and St. L depot?
Was it what?
Was a depot here at that time?
Oh, no, no.
Uh-huh.
No, there was nothing here, Harley.
I see. Do you know when that was built?
Huh?
Do you know when the depot was built?
No, but I knew about this later on. I might have been able to get some of this dope, you know. Pete might have had a lot of it.
Yeah, but I want to hear what you have to say. You tell me about how it happened that you got...
Well, when I went to work there, was it the time of the war?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my brother was agent, and Joe and my brother Pete was cashier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Joe couldn't go to the war, but Pete had something here in Waseca, some kind of an outfit. So... The operators were all drafted, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that. So the superintendent heard about me, see. So he came here in his private car one day, and at the depot, he said to Joe, he's got a sister that's not working. Yeah, Joe says, she works in the telephone office. Bring her up here, he says. Oh, Joe says, she don't know nothing about this. Bring her up, he says. So when he came home at noon, he says to me, the superintendent's here and he wants you to come up. I said, I don't know nothing about it, so I'll go up with you. So I went up with him, and the cashier's chair was empty there by the desk, and we come in, he introduced me, and he said, sit down. You, Miss Mayan, you're drafted, he said, you're drafted. You're going to hold that job.
Uh-huh.
This is a war.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I said.
That was World War I, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, you're drafted. And so the boys said they'd help me out. So I said, well, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you have to do?
Oh, what did I have to do? I had to handle all the cash that went through there for the freight and the carloads of stuff and tickets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what I had to handle. Oh, boy, I couldn't begin to tell you. No,
mm-hmm.
I'd sooner not have you do that.
Oh, well,
no,
we'll just talk about what work you did.
Yeah. I'll try it out. So I went up, and then there was a nice freight house foreman, John Hanson. He helped out, too. So I had to handle all the freight bills, and I had to handle all the ticket money, and I had to sell tickets, too.
Did you have many passenger tickets to sell?
Huh?
Did you have a lot of passengers at that time?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I had to sell tickets, and every day I had to make out a bill,
a list.
Money taken in.
Uh-huh.
The present on hand and the cash book would equal the old on hand and the freight book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They had a.
Yes.
Well.
Did it take long for you to learn how to do it?
No. Mm-hmm. The freight house foreman helped me too. Uh-huh.
That was good.
And I just seemed to take to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, you learned something new then, and you thought you couldn't.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You see, until you try it, you know, you don't really know what you can do. Now, how many years were you in the depot?
Well, there's another thing. I never kept track.
Oh.
Oh, God, I was there for... Well, I stayed there until I had to have my operation.
I see.
But I went to Rochester that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe wanted to stay another year longer, but it couldn't be done because I couldn't stay no longer.
I see.
But I helped out all during the war, see?
Uh-huh. Sure, that was a long time.
I handled all the stuff that was to be handled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and it was, you went up every day. I used to see you
going.
Oh,
yes, on Sundays.
Did you?
Oh,
I suppose, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I remember that we used to go to Minneapolis on that train. It would go in the morning, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, the passenger train would go to Minneapolis.
Well, the night operator would be on.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You see, he worked from midnight until morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day operator coming on work from 8 until 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one come on at 4 until midnight.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I remember going on the train to Minneapolis.
And the big mill was running then too, you know. All them tanks were all filled during the war. All them big tanks. Boy, if I wouldn't go, went crazy, it was funny. I had to handle every dang all them tanks that were there.
Sure, you were
responsible. The mill was running.
You were responsible.
And they shipped carloads of flour out, you know.
Yes.
I forget what we used to call the name, but we on the side of the cars.
Was it the EACO Echo?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Shipped carloads of flour out of here.
Well, you see, you filled a good spot then.
Oh boy, nobody ever. Oh, I couldn't begin to tell you. Really, it's so far back that.
Well, but that it was important work at that time.
Oh yes,
too.
Yes.
Uh huh. But I always liked the M and St. L train going and coming.
We had good passenger business, you know.
Right, right.
We had the early morning train at 3 o'clock, another one at 6 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be one in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be one from the north at 1:30 or 2.
Uh-huh.
And then in the evening, there'd be a train just from Minneapolis to Albert Lea, and then the through train would go through at 11 o'clock to Des Moines.
I know.
All them passenger trains, and I handled all them tickets.
Mm-hmm. I remember going up in the morning on the 4 o'clock and then coming back on the midnight one.
Yeah, that's the way the teachers used to do. Friday afternoon, they had a rate, $1.25, go up Friday afternoon and come back Sunday night or else Monday noon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to have them all have that $1.25 and I had their tickets all ready. And that way we could handle it, see?
Mm-hmm. Do you mean that it only cost $1.25?
That's on the weekends. When the teachers would go up Saturday, Friday afternoon and come back either Sunday night or Monday noon.
Was that just one way, the $1.25?
No, it was a round trip.
Oh! Why?
That was a round trip.
Well, you couldn't get out of town for that now.
No. That was a round trip.
Isn't that something?
They go play, all the teachers go play the afternoon. Some of them come back Sunday night and some wouldn't come back for Monday noon.
Uh-huh. Now, suppose that you wanted to go, like, to International Falls. I suppose that you could make out a ticket that they could pick up in Minneapolis and go on.
Well, of course, they had different forms they had to use.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so many people are complaining about the railroads blocking the tracks so that they can't go.
I don't know what they'd do if they hadn't had the railroads.
Right. This town wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for the railroads.
Oh, if it's later on and I had time to think about it, maybe I could have told you a lot more.
That's all right. I'm going to come back again, Agnes.
Yeah, you better come back some other time later on.
Okay, well, thank you for your time now.
But you have an idea of what it was.
Yes, and you keep thinking now because we can make another tape.
So don't
do
anything about it now for the time being, huh?
Well, this is recorded now, you see.
Oh, well,